Welcome to the Pair Networks Insider Newsletter Podcast, June 2008. This month, we give you a lowdown on what's new at Pair Networks, bring you information from the world of web hosting. My name is Scott, and my co-host is Megan.
Hi there, everyone. We have a lot to share with you this month. First, as always, we'll share with you this month's great discounts and specials. During our Pairnex segment, we'll talk about our Pairnex 6th anniversary special and how we've extended it into June. The Pairlite segment will be helpful for Pairlite customers. We'll discuss what SMTP authentication is and why you may need to use it. If you've been thinking about starting your own podcast, we'll share with you some resources on how to create your own RSS feed. As always, we have a few new customer websites to share with you in our Customer Spotlight segment. In our Paircolo segment, we want to remind everyone about 24/7 access to the Paircolo data center and our ability to offer remote hand services to Paircolo customers. Our QuickServe dedicated server customers will probably find our QuickServe segment interesting, as we'll discuss how to determine if you need more RAM in your server. And finally, in our e-commerce segment, we'll talk about what to look for when choosing a merchant account and a payment gateway. Now that you know what we'll discuss today, Scott will talk about the great specials we have going on this month.
Thanks, Megan. We have a whole lot of ways this month to save you some money. We have a great deal for our current customers that won't actually take effect until July. If you are a current customer, you can ask for our 12 months for 24% off special until the end of July 2008. Just email billing@pair.com and ask to have the 12 for 24 special applied to your July 2008 bill. This special does not apply to setup fees or any services added in the past or the future. It only applies to the services you are being billed for right now. All services listed on your billing account will be billed for 12 months if you request the special. The special will be only applied in July 2008. You're of course welcome to request it now, however it will not be applied until next month. Next up, for all of June, we have double prepayment discounts for all new Pair.com hosting plans. Pay for 12 months and you'll get 16% off your bill. So go to signup.pair.com to find the account that's right for you. You can also save some cash if you're leaving your current web host and switching to Pair.com. Simply type the word REFUGEE in the coupon code field when you're signing up for a Pair.com account. That's REFUGEE, as in web hosting refugee, and we'll waive your web hosting setup fees. If you want to add domain names to your Pair.com web hosting account using dedicated IP domain hosting, you can save some money on the domain hosting setup fees by adding a bunch at one time. For example, if you add 5 or more during the same month, you'll earn 50% off the domain name hosting setup fees. And if you add 20 or more dedicated IP domain names during the same month, the domain hosting setup fees are 100% waived. As you'd expect, certain restrictions apply to all of our specials. Please visit our website for complete details. Up next, Megan will talk about the extension of our Pairnex 6460 special.
That's right, Scott. Because of popular demand, we're extending our Pairnex 6th anniversary special into June. To celebrate, we're offering you 6 years of domain name registration, transfer, or renewal for only $60. This price will save you over $50 compared to how much you'd spend if you renewed your domain name each year at the $19 price. So, save some money for the next time you hit the pump. Take advantage of our Pairnex 6th anniversary special today. Just visit pairnex.com. Next up, Scott will define what SMTP authentication is and why Pairlite customers should care about it.
Thanks, Megan. Before we delve into why SMTP is important, let's start out with a basic definition. SMTP stands for Simple Mail Transfer Protocol. This is the protocol Pairlite uses for sending email messages via our email servers. SMTP authentication, or SMTP auth for short, is a way for our email servers to verify the identity of an email sender, so junk emailers can use our email servers. Pairlite requires the use of SMTP authentication when sending email through Pairlite email servers. You do not have to set up SMTP authentication if you only use Pairlite webmail, the Pairlite webmail system that handles email directly. Most newer email programs, going back as far as Outlook 98, support the SMTP authentication feature. Additionally, we suggest that you use Transport Layer Security, or TLS, if your email program supports TLS. TLS encrypts your connection and protects your password. Email programs refer to and handle SMTP authentication, and TLS in different ways, unfortunately. Please refer to your email program's help files for specific configuration information or contact support at Parallite.com if you need assistance. Next, Megan will share with you some resources that will be helpful if you want to set up your own RSS feed.
Yes, Scott. If you have a newsletter, podcast, or other regularly changing content that you want to make easily available to the masses, you might want to create an RSS feed. Aside from being yet another acronym, RSS stands for Really Simple Syndication, which is a format that you can use to publish content that you regularly update and wish to share with others, content that you'd like to syndicate with the world at large. Your visitors can then subscribe to your RSS feed, which allows them to obtain your latest content quickly and easily. Visit rssboard.org/rss-specification for the latest information on RSS. It even includes sample RSS feed example pages. A less technical tutorial on creating RSS feeds can be found at searchenginewatch.com/show-page-HTML?page=2175271. Next, Scott will share with you a few of our fun customer websites in our customer spotlight segment.
That's right, Megan. Let's dim the lights and shine a spotlight on our valued customers. If you're in the mood for a good snack, then visit the website garypoppins.com. That's GaryPoppins.com. Gary Poppins Popcorn is an online site that sells gourmet popcorn and roasted nuts. Next up for all you science buffs is the site Science Stuff Network at sciencestuff.net. The Science Stuff Network is a website showcasing interactive science resources and includes the ability to create your own science blog. Last but not least is a really unique website called circlemakers.org. The Circle Makers website is devoted to information about England's crop circle makers. If you think our podcast subscribers would like to hear about your website, then please send us the info to busdev@pear.com, and you may find yourself on center stage in our customer spotlight segment. Megan will now remind all of our listeners about our two new Pear Colo features. Everyone interested in colocation services should definitely listen to this segment.
Thanks, Scott. We want to ensure that our listeners who are in the market for colocation services know that Pear Colo now offers 24/7 daily access to our colocation facility. We also want our listeners to know that if you sign up for a Pear Colo package and you ship your equipment to us, we'll provide you with a half an hour of remote hand service to get you set up and in our data center at no additional cost. Beyond that, you now have access to our technicians who can provide remote hand service for an hourly fee. Just contact our friendly sales team at sales@pearcolo.com if you have any questions about 24/7 data center access, remote hands, or Pear Colo in general. If you'd like to talk to a Pear Colo account advisor over the phone, you can call us from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Eastern Time, Monday through Friday. Our toll-free number for U.S. and Canadian customers is 1-877-PAIR-NET, which is 877-724-7638. Be sure to choose option 1 when you call. Our global number is 1-412-381-7247, and again, be sure to choose option 1. Next up, Scott will give you some tips on how to figure out if it's time to obtain more RAM for your QuickServe dedicated server.
Thanks, Megan. One common cause for a slow-running server is the system not having enough RAM, random access memory. When a server runs out of RAM, it will start to use space on the hard drive to simulate having more RAM. This usage of the drive is referred to as swapping. The portion of the drive being used as RAM is called swap space. Access to the drive is much slower than access to RAM. Any programs which have to use swap space can experience delays in data loading and being written to swap space. Likewise, the hard drive can only read or write to one area of the drive at a time. If the drive has to keep switching from reading files for a program to run and reading or writing to swap space, hard drive access is going to be slowed down substantially. You can check to see if your server is using swap space by running the program TOP while connected to the server via SSH. TOP is a Unix utility that provides a rolling display of the top, the highest CPU using processes. Simply type the word in TOP when connected to the server and the program will start. While viewing the output from the TOP command, you'll want to look for the line that starts with the word swap. This line will display the current swap space usage statistics. This line will show you the total amount of swap space you have available and how much is being used. At the end of the line, you'll see a percentage. It is normal for servers to show about 1 to 2% swap usage under normal conditions. Usage beyond that is generally a good indication the server does not have enough physical RAM in it. If you monitor the swap space usage during peak traffic periods, and ideally during the rest of the day for a few days, you can see the peak usages of swap. For example, if TOP shows that you use 605 megabytes of swap space consistently, an upgrade of 1 gig of RAM should help alleviate the swap space issues you experience. If you have any questions about swap space, or if you want assistance in determining how much RAM your QuickServe dedicated server should have, feel free to contact our QuickServe department at qs@pear.com for assistance and for the latest RAM pricing. Next, Megan will discuss the importance of choosing a good merchant account and payment gateway for your e-commerce website.
Thanks, Scott. If you're running an online store, it's important to have the right software and systems to handle secure, seamless online transactions. Having the right shopping cart system and SSL certificate is only one piece of the puzzle. If you plan to accept credit card payments, the next important step is to obtain a reputable payment gateway and a merchant account. A payment gateway links your e-commerce website to the credit card processing company and allows for real-time credit card processing. An internet merchant account is a special bank account to hold the funds received from online transactions. The other important requirement of any payment gateway and internet merchant account is that it's compatible with your shopping cart solution that you've chosen. We recommend using ShopSite as your shopping cart solution and eOnline Data for your payment gateway and internet merchant account solution. eOnline Data is compatible with ShopSite, as well as with most other shopping cart systems. For a limited time, eOnline Data is waiving the Authorize.net payment gateway setup fee. To learn more, visit pear.com/services/e-commerce/payment_services.
Well, that's it for this month's podcast. Thanks as always for downloading or subscribing to the June 2008 Pear Networks Insider Podcast. We look forward to bringing you the Insider Newsletter and Insider Podcast each month. Goodbye until July.
Goodbye.